In the name of Jesus, amen. If you're keeping track, the new year is at the beginning of this week, you know, at the end of the week. 2020 will end, and then we will be in the year 2021. Are you ready for 2020 to be over? I think a new year is something like a breath of fresh air. It's a fresh start, and for a lot of people, it's a time when we really think about bettering ourselves in a way. At least you hear about resolutions. You may have resolutions of your own, I don't know. A new habit you want to pick up, a new hobby, or devote some time into family and friends in a way that you may have not done previously. Maybe you want to try reading the Bible in a year. Pick up the Bible each day and try to get through the whole Bible within the whole year. I don't know what you want to do, but whatever you want to do or whatever you want, something new comes around. Oftentimes we want to start something that coincides with something new. This transition from this year to the new year, from what's old, an old year to, well, what's new. Maybe you want to make yourself into a new person, one who lives differently from 2020. You know what I mean? I know I do, because all my habits that I used to have gone out the window since this year has been going by, and I'm not sure I can fully recover, but in 2021, there's going to be a new Sean. The old Sean, there's nothing I can do for that guy, but in 2021, Sean's going to be someone different. And while I was thinking about the new year coming up and then reflecting on our text about a new baby that Joseph and Mary want to present to the temple, it made me think about, well, newborn babies in general. I know being a single pastor, I don't quite have the expert knowledge on children, let alone babies, but in my observation of people, when you have a new baby, when you're a new parent and a new life enters, everything about that parent changes instantly. Well, or at least you want to change for this newborn. You want to be someone different, someone better. Because if you're a half-decent parent, this baby becomes the most important person in your life, more important than yourself. And I sometimes wonder if having a child is the only time people truly realize that they're no longer the most important person or the center of the universe. But even people, if you notice around you, change. At least I've noticed. When I see a newborn, my eyes light up a little bit. My whole demeanor changes. Maybe my language cleans up and I act a little more excited. I think the reason, though, that we act this way around newborn babies or to something new is because there's so much potential for this baby to change life for the better, or at least the potential to do some good. We instinctively see potential in a baby, in a young child, and it's almost like a breath of fresh air. A baby is something new, and that is, well, given everything I've said, that's my point for today. A new year, a new baby, a new you. Change, transformation, whatever you want to call it. Anything that is new offers something that we desperately want. Because the new we want, well, typically is change for the better. So we say. Whatever the new thing is, it's something better than what was old. And it has the potential to just change who we are and change our future. And I think that's what's going on in our text. Because Joseph and Mary are going up to Jerusalem to dedicate this newborn baby and to present him to the Lord as they are good Jewish parents who are following through on Jewish rituals and make a sacrifice and offer Jesus up. But on their way there, they're stopped by a man, presumably probably an older gentleman, but we know his name is Simeon. And Simeon is interesting, right? Because he had received a vision from the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Lord's Messiah. Well, enter the Holy Family, right in his circumstances, right in his context. And he happens to be in the line of sight of this Holy Family, and baby Jesus is right there. And then Simeon, seemingly out of nowhere, takes the child from the mother and then sings a beautiful song that we know as the Nunc Dimittis, which is just Latin for now depart or now dismiss. And then he sings this familiar song that we know, and he says that he has seen salvation before his eyes. Here in this child, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, the glory for the people Israel. Simeon says some pretty amazing things about this baby. Something you and I tend to do with newborn children. Something this kid's going to grow up to be big and strong. He's going to be great for our family. And Mary and Joseph, they just stand and marvel. Part of me wonders if they're marveling because this stranger just took their baby in his hands. Or perhaps marveling at the song of blessing to God and their child. It's probably a little bit of both, but it's this slightly awkward and frankly weird, but nevertheless amazing sight that manifests before Mary and Joseph in a very public action. But then Simeon prophesies again. And this time, it's almost like he sucks the air out of the room. He says, "This child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." There's a lot of words there, but still, you can't help but ask, what? I mean, Simeon, you kind of just ruins the moment in a way, because he turns to Mary particularly, and he sees this potential in the child to be quite different from his earlier statement. In Simeon's second prophecy, he makes the first prediction of Christ's suffering and death in Luke, and likely the first prediction in Jesus Christ's life. Jesus is not even 40 years old, and what kind of well wishes is that he offers? And he doesn't just say it to the baby, he turns to Mary herself and tells her that you're going to grow up to be killed. And then Mary, a sword will pierce through your own soul. That's not what anyone wants to hear. That's not a great outlook my kid's future. Why is this the moment that Simeon focuses in on, that the child will be opposed, that he will divide Israel, and a sword will pierce? Simeon, I want to go back to the other song. It's far lovelier. Why throw a wet blanket over the whole moment? Well, with a new year and a new baby, and anything new that occurs, that means something changes. And change brings about something different. To change is, in some sense, to remove what is old and bring up something new. In a sense, for change to happen, we need to make sacrifices. We need to make sacrifices to change, because if we want something better, it often means there is something holding us back. And the thing holding us back needs to be let go, removed, or sacrificed. Whether you sacrifice your own self-interest in order to provide for a child, whether it be a sacrifice for sacrificing the comforts of food to get in shape, or to sacrifice your time and you place in your hobbies and your interests so you could pay extra care, extra special attention to your families and your relationships. We take a lot of mini sacrifices for something new to emerge and for something to change. What we might sacrifice today is so that we might gain something tomorrow. And sometimes we make big sacrifices like going to college and spending all that money in hopes that we might have greater success down the road, or sacrificing our own personal freedom of singleness and attaching yourself to someone in marriage because together you can do a lot more than if you were alone. And even when it comes to our kids, we sacrifice our involvement in their lives so that they can be functioning adults. When we step back and allow our kids to make mistakes, to face the world, even though we could and want to shield them, we don't do it because we want them to change for the better, to gain something, to become something new. And I've seen parents struggle with that. It's hard for parents to allow their kids to get hurt, to sacrifice. But when we want something to change, to give way to something new, we make sacrifices. And what about Mary? Simeon is saying to her that this baby will cause division and that baby Jesus will be opposed, that this child will be killed. This baby will have to take the path of the cross and Mary's child will have to die. This Jesus will be sacrificed before the people of Israel. The world will try to get rid of him, and they will do it by putting him to death. And you know the story. You know Mary will be there to watch her son die. What is good about that? How is this change for the better? Well, oftentimes it's because we're not really sure what needs to change or what needs to be sacrificed. A new year, a new baby, new habits, change. That's all things we try to make happen for ourselves with some good intention, something good in mind, because this or that thing should be better. And sometimes we get through it with some success. But you and I both know that when we want something new to happen, too often we're disappointed with the results. We didn't do enough. We could have worked harder. Or maybe we just bit off too much we could chew. We're trying to read the Bible in a year, and then we hit a book like Leviticus. The technicality and just the unfamiliar language just bogs you down. The laws and foreign practices of these Jewish people is confusing and, quite frankly, a little boring. Or we can't seem to lose those 5 pounds that were so easily lost a month before. We plateau in rehab and we can't get over the bar that we have set before us ourselves. The change we want or wish, we always happen to fall short on, even though in a lot of cases we're the ones setting the bar. The new that emerges is not the new we wanted. And we can't seem to create new in us. And sometimes we end up conceding to simpler ways or accepting defeat. Simeon saw the change of the world would be happening through this new baby. All the glory of God coming to earth in this small child held the newness of life that this baby would create. Jesus' death and resurrection creates new life. And Simeon prophesied right here before the mother herself, who only just gave birth, that Mary will have to sacrifice her son. And in the Gospel of Luke, not only did Mary sacrifice her son, but God, the Heavenly Father, sacrificed his son. And here lies the point of newness and change and sacrifices. They're not always so clear to what we want, but they follow God's will and our faith and trust in Him. And Mary, throughout the whole Gospel of Luke, who knows from the beginning, from this point on, that this son of hers will have to die, doesn't accept it, but she lives by faith in the will of God to bring about something new. This sacrifice was so that the creation that God cares for and the people He loves could be made into something new. So you could be created into something new. You become a new person, and you would be changed completely. The Father, He loves what He's made, and He loved you so much that in order to make His falling creation into something new, to call you His child, He gave His own Son as a sacrifice. Jesus Christ, the one opposed by His own people, was pierced by the sword of the world so that you could be made into something new. And in Jesus Christ's resurrection, everything changed. The old was put aside so that the newness, new life, a change could come directly to you. His blood washes you clean of your failure to be someone new. And instead, Himself, Jesus, transforms you entirely. It's a claim on your being that makes you into the kind of person you're supposed to be. God's own child. The old is washed away, and the new emerges. This new year, 2021, is filled with all kind of potential for something good. Something new, something great might change and bring goodness to your lives. And I certainly hope so. Yet even though Jesus Christ makes everything new, we still live in what is old. The old Sean inside of me still wants to emerge and take me down to my old habits. And just as much as we are made new today, the old remains until Christ's return. But we, by the power of the Holy Spirit, go in the newness by bringing that newness of life to bear in our own lives. The newness that Jesus brings to you is one that completely transforms you. And that change began in your baptism, where you were brought into the body of Christ as a brand new creation. And you continue to receive the newness of life here at the Lord's table, where He offers His body and blood to change you forever. The old you is put to death, and you receive the new you. God's own precious child. And we see that transformation manifest in our lives. It comes when we love our neighbor, when we care for those who are stuck in the old and are brought to Christ. We let the Spirit take a hold of us so that we can care and be responsible for the people in our own congregation, even the ones who seem like they won't change. You are a new person who lives differently because you're called by the Savior. Leave your old self behind. It may feel like you're losing everything, because you are. But you are giving up control and letting Christ renew you to make you into who you truly are. But then through you, Jesus Christ brings about the renewal for others around you. So continue to follow Him wherever He leads you in 2021. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy New You in Christ. Amen.